Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, we recap the amazing Pasquotank River event with the winner, Kyle Welsher, who basically finished first, second, and third, plus the guy who actually did finish second, Brandon Lester, and third place finisher and frequent flyer on Bassmaster Radio, Trey McKinney. What an event, with Welsher finding the ultimate honey hole and winning by over 45 pounds. So sit back, grab a coffee. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Metaseries Rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, of course, after every Elite, we have the top three show, and we get the top three guys that finished in the Elite Series event. And my co-host, Trey McKinney. I mean, that's what it feels like. He's like my co-host in this top three deal. I mean, he was just on, of course, after the Classic, and he has been so good in his less than a year and a half on the Elites. Crazy stuff, but he did finish third here, 72 pounds, 1 ounce, about a pound and a couple of ounces behind Brandon Lester for second, and about, I don't know, 60 pounds behind Kyle Welcher, won this thing.
Yeah, but just a 4 day total behind Kyle Welcher, no big deal, right?
You know, when I looked at Trey McKinney with us, you know, when I looked at some of the superlatives, Trey, one of the things I think that is hilarious, and you had one of these, you know, at Lake Fork, you had one of these deals where you went out there and hammered everybody, but when I looked at this one, if he doesn't fish on the final day, on championship day, if he doesn't fish on championship day, he wins by over 20 pounds. Without over 20 pounds, I mean, it's like a beatdown in 3 days. It was like he was fishing a complete different body of water than you guys. It's unreal.
It was. I was like, dude, like, we started talking and stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, it is insane. Like, when he caught that 10-pounder and everything else like that spawning, like, it was. He said he would only see 7 or 8 a day, but he said everyone was just giant.
Yeah.
And he said he'd flip in there, don't catch it, and it'd be like a 7-pounder. I'm like, oh, my gosh, buddy. I was like, I haven't even had anything even swim by my crickets that is as big as what you're catching. I was like, it's crazy.
Now, you had gone over to the North River, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
River, I mean, just the land of the cypress knees.
And yeah.
It was pretty unbelievable. You had to really have your mental sanity locked in for that one. I mean, if you casted to the bank, you were hung. It was the craziest thing I think I've ever seen.
Now, were you eyeballing spawners in there, or were you just seeing them on your forward facing? You know, just to explain a little bit of how you were looking at them, because you had that tannic water. You know, it was kind of like Okeechobee with that tannic water. Just talk about what you were targeting, because, you know, we know you were throwing a jig and you were throwing a wacky rig and Nico rig type of setup. It looked like you were on forward facing, but it looked like you weren't. You know what I mean? If you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. So it kind of was. It was a mixture of both. Really, I was only using forward facing, so I'd just keep my mental sanity where I wasn't throwing and just getting hung, because literally, like, the whole bank was a root system. Like, everything down through there was everything was Cypress Knees. The whole place was just Cypress Knees. And what I found out was the more I kept fishing, the more I, like, started to understand. Because in practice, I struggled. I spent, two and a half days fishing elsewhere, like 60 miles away. And I had 3 hours left of practice. I came in there. I was swimming a jig over the knees. I had 6 bites, and I'm like, I'm going in there. I'm staying my whole tournament. I got nothing else. It's closer. I'll get more time to fish. We're going. Like, literally, I would just find somewhere that had little holes or little bitty splotches of Cypress Knees. So, like, I would go down the bank, and as long as the bank was flat, and then you'd see a tree, and then you'd see one group of Cypress Knees, one group.
Yeah.
And then you would flip in there, and it would almost, like, before everybody started pressing it, if you flipped in that Cypress Knee that was kind of by itself, it was kind of isolated, it was instant. You get a bite every time. So then after what I saw that, I was just going and seeing where the most isolated knees were, and I would just go flip them with my jig. So then once I figured out that, I just knew I had the more bites I could get, the better chance I would have to weigh more weight.
Trey McKinney with us, coming off his third place finish at the Pescatank River and all bodies of water, you know, around that. So how does a kid from, you know, Carbondale, Illinois, who did not fish college fishing, learn how to fish Cypress Knees? I mean, how are you getting up to speed so quickly on these types of waters that are so foreign to where you're from?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I want to see another Cypress Tree again, but we're going to talk about on that is, and it's kind of when I took it back to cover is cover for fishing. Everything is cover, whether you're fishing grass, anything else like that. The more isolated cover you have, the best chance you have to get a bite. So when I thought about it, I was like, okay, Trey, I can either go down this everlasting Cypress Knee field, and yes, well, I'm going to get bites too, 100%. But then I was like, okay, so I started running down the lake, and then I started seeing little splotches. And I was like, okay, so at home, like laydowns, I would go, and there's stretches of laydowns, right? I mean, there would be 25 laydowns down a stretch, and everybody would just get in the line and just flip down it. But then I would run down the bank, and I would see one laydown way over there on the flattest bank in the lake, and there was just one of them. One piece of cover, and I'd go up there and first flip, catch a 3-pounder. And then I'd run down the lake till I seen nothing, and one lay down. I'd go up there and catch a 2-pounder. So that's how, on the tough fisheries that we have, I would always find the most isolated piece of cover on some of the most flattest banks, because, like, a lot of people overlook it. A lot of people don't go out of their way just to make 2 casts to a lay down.
Yeah.
So that back, even a lot back home, is what I saw that. And once I started seeing that happening, I was like, oh yeah, we got this. And we just started running around, and you'd find little areas or little groups where you could kind of keep on going down the bank on that isolated cover and start getting a consistent bite.
Yeah. And incredible stuff. Trey McKinney with us here. You know, after that 89th place finish at the St. John's, did you feel like, well, okay, it's not going to be, I'm not in AOA contention this year. There's no way to bounce back from that. But, you know, you're in 16th now, coming off of, you know, back-to-back top 10s from Okeechobee and Pascua-Tank. Do you still have it in your head that, you know, I'm just going to keep piling up numbers and, you know, more top 10s will get me closer and closer to the top or maybe recover from that mess?
Absolutely. You know, like, at the beginning of the year when we had St. John's, and we just bombed it. Like, didn't find them once or ever throughout the whole event. And I was like, well, this is my year. I was like, everybody says it was coming, you know, like, all right, we're going to how low? We just got to keep it from being too low. We just got to play damage control and have a good season. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Classic and then Okeechobee and then here. And I was like, you know what? I was like, even last year, you know, I had that one where on the technical difficulties, we got DQ'd, and we still ended up second. You know, I was like, well, heck with it. I was like, who cares right now, dude? I was like, it might be a lot of ground to make up, but, hey, it's possible.
Sure.
So we're just going to go out there, and, heck, we ain't even going to act like it's in our mind. We're just going to go out there and try to do good in everyone. And at the end of the season, hopefully we've piled up enough points to be up in that top 5, something like that, in the AOI. And that's kind of my goal. Is I saw the standings last year on, they always have like percentages over everybody's career. Like, okay, out of however many he's fished 5 years, and out of that average, he always places like a third in AOI, something like that. And I saw that. I was like, you know, that's an average that I would really, really want to take serious.
Yeah.
Because that's just something that, you know, that's a big meaning.
Yeah.
You know, the more you can, the higher you can get that is consistency.
Yeah.
And that's what I love in fishing. That's what I, every day I go out on the water, that's how I practice to be more consistent. How do I, every day I'm out on the water, how can I get more and more consistent? So, absolutely. If we can keep it up and keep it going and keep getting higher and higher in that AY points, that's a win in my book. As long as we can maybe just get in that top five or something.
Yeah, well, just a minute left or so here, but you're off to Anderson, South Carolina and Hartwell next week, a place you did fish back in 2020 when you were like 12 or something. I don't know. But, you know, in that deal, you only caught 7 pounds. It was a little high school thing, but you still finished 12th. I mean, this has got to fit your eye, though, a little bit, chasing those spots and being able to use that forward facing or being able to go shallow and fish largemouth. I mean, that's the way that lake is.
It's actually, so funny enough, that lake is what I would call my kryptonite, actually. I don't know what it is about that place, because I qualified for the All-American, it had been like 2 or 3 years ago, right before I had time where I tried to qualify for it, and we were lucky enough we qualified for it, and I think I finished like, I'm talking like 2 away from the bottom. Like, we were so bad. And we've had 3 or 4 tournaments there, and I haven't done good in either of them, but I think it's because it's always, I'm fishing it how you're supposed to fish it. You know, like I'm fishing it how that I know how it's going to be, and I know I'm not the greatest at it, but I still keep trying to do it every single time. So I think that's kind of always messed with my head and not allowed me to find like my style, my groove. You know, I think I've never had a chance to find my groove on that lake. So hopefully this time I didn't go and pre-practice it. I'm not going to have any known knowledge. I'm forgetting everything in the past when I've ever been there. And I'm just going to go and figure out hopefully what they're doing this week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to forget everything, and we're going to go fishing, and hopefully we can find out how to catch them my way. So I'm excited for it. It's a tournament, and everybody's got to compete on the same play.
Well, it's going to be fun to see what you can do there. Trey McKinney has been our guest. Trey, congrats on a great event, and we will see you at Hartwell.
All righty. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Trey McKinney. All right. Coming up next, Brandon Lester. He was second in this thing by about 40 pounds. We'll talk to him right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we move along in our top three show coming off of Pasquotank, speaking of Phoenix, you know, how about Brandon Lester? I mean, he comes off a strong classic where he finished seventh and he keeps the ball rolling, finishing second and not very far from the ramp either. He joins us down the VMC hook. Brandon, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. Always good to be on with you, man. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Florida wasn't your friend. We know that. But you rallied with a nice classic. And then here, this second place finish at Pasquotank in a tournament where it feels, you must feel like you won the tournament. You know what I mean? Because it's like, well, sure, he would have won the thing by over 20 pounds if he didn't fish on Sunday. He'd have won it by over 20 pounds. I mean, it was nuts. But, you know, you only needed about 60 pounds to catch him on Sunday. 58 pounds. I think you would have caught him if you had 58 on Sunday.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious after the day three weigh-in that all of us guys that were behind Welcher were fishing for second. And, you know, I kind of went out on Sunday with the goal of, hey, let's try to hold down that second place and make as much money as we can. Didn't really feel a lot of pressure. You know, and Sunday was a pretty tough fishing day for most of us, besides Welcher. It definitely got a lot tougher on Sunday, but, you know, still finished second. And like I've told several people, man, second place in an Elite Series event against the guys that we fish against now, that's a dang good week.
Well, Welcher had like 24 pounds on the final day, and he felt like he was getting skunked, you know? I mean, it was like, It's like, what's wrong? My spot went away. I only have 20. Wait a minute, I got 24 pounds. Are you kidding me? But but it was nuts. You made a decision to stay close. You didn't beat up your equipment. You didn't have to run across, you know, the sound to find different rivers. Talk to me about practice and what you found that made you think that you could do this well, staying, you know, relatively close to the ramp.
Yeah, I knew there would be a lot of strategy involved in this one because just a massive, massive playing field. Several different rivers running into this place. And honestly, you know, looking at, obviously, you know, Elite Series rules, we can look at public information, YouTube, all that kind of thing. There wasn't a whole lot of that kind of thing out there about this place. So, you know, I'm looking at long-range forecasts, wind forecasts, all that. And I could tell by the forecast that those long runs were going to be real risky. You know, there was another event in the Chowan River last year. They caught them really good there. So obviously that's a good river. You'd see a lot of stuff on the Roanoke River, which was a 50 or 60 mile run. And I just, man, it's not that I'm scared of long runs. I've done it throughout my career, but I've always been a guy that if I can keep from it, I'm not going to do it. So, you know, I started practice right there in the Pasquotank and ended up getting enough bites that I just decided to hunker down there right around the Pasquotank River and not go far from the boat ramp. And man, it just, to be honest, it ended up working out. I mean, I think a lot of guys kind of got sucked into that making a long run, you know, because all that sounds great on paper. But the thing about making a long run is just because you make a long run doesn't mean they're going to jump in your live well once you get there. I mean, if you run 2 hours one way, it's only an 8-hour tournament day. You run 2 hours there, you got 4 hours to fish, you got to run 2 hours back. You better be catching them in that 4 hours where I've got all 8 hours to just,
right,
you know, eat around and do my thing. So it was a fun week for me.
Day three was the big moving day for you. You had nice limits the first 2 days, 17-7, 18-14 on day two. But then day three, you know, almost 25 pounds. What was different on day three? Were you running your same milk run? You know, what made the difference there?
Yeah, all week I had kind of a two-pronged deal going on. I was starting on a little, just a little small shell bed. It was probably maybe three times the size of my boat, right there close to takeoff. And the morning of day three, the wind shifted out of the north, which caused the current flow to start flowing out of the Pascatank River out into the sound. And it was hitting that little shell bed that I was fishing just right. And I was able to get off to a quick start. And I got three big fish. I got a 6 and a 5 and a 3 3/4 in the first hour and a half of fishing, and two more small keepers. And then ended up catching another fish close to a 7-pounder later on in the afternoon. So, you know, it was getting off to that quick start on day three is what really helped me out.
You were using a worm that was a very interesting from Live Target, a 6.5-inch worm from Live Target. You had two different colors that you were using. It looked like one for the shaky head and one for the drop shots. Talk about that worm. It's a little bit different looking worm, and just talk about that setup that you used.
Yeah, really, really a neat worm. It's the same worm that I actually finished 7th at the Classic on a couple of weeks ago. Live Target released that worm last year at ICAST. We've been working on it for about a year and a half. And if you look at it, it looks a little bit different. It's kind of got like a clear outer coating on it. It's called ICT technology, injected core technology. And basically what that means is it's got a plastic layer on the outside, and the color is injected into the core of the worm. The worm doesn't have any salt in it, if any at all. It doesn't have much. So that lets that tail float really good. And actually the middle of that worm is actually hollow, so that helps it to float as well, and you get some air bubbles and stuff. It's a dang good worm, man. It's super soft. You get real good action out of it. I was throwing the 6.5-inch on my shaky head straight tail worm, and then I was throwing the 6.5-inch finesse worm on my drop shot. And the only difference is the finesse worm has a slimmer tail on it, so you get more action out of it on your drop shot. And then the straight tail is more of a traditional trick worm style worm for the shaky head.
Yeah, Brandon Lester with us coming off of his second place finish at the Pascatank River. Kind of cool fishing someplace you hadn't fished before, right? I mean, you kind of know most of the bodies of water that you guys go to, even on the opens. If you know, when you fish opens, it's a lot of the same waters. But, you know, they broke this one out, and I don't know that it had to, you know, be 200 miles from stem to stern, but it was kind of neat to see a different body of water, right?
It definitely was. You know, I talked about this on stage a little bit on day four. This is my 12th year on the Elites, and it's not very often I get to go somewhere new anymore. And I mean, it just takes you back to why we all fell in love with bass fishing. You know, that's what it's all about. Just put your boat in on a brand new body of water and go figure it out. And this week was, I mean, it was the epitome of that. So yeah, it was super fun. One of the most fun events I've fished in a long time. I enjoy them all, but I really enjoyed this one, and a really cool part of the country, and I met a lot of really nice people up there too.
Well, we talked about the good classic that you had, but you know, there's no points involved with that. So the reality was you're still digging out of that hole, you know, from Florida, and now you're just on the outside edge about where the qualification will be for the next classic, which, you know, I always get a kick out of it. That's, oh, look, Brandon Lester, you know, I mean, it's his home waters there, you know, it's so far. You got to drive past so much good water to get up there to Knoxville. I mean, it's crazy, but you know, it's still in the state of Tennessee. Just talk about it a little bit now going on to the next one, which of course is at Lake Hartwell, and you've had kind of a mixed bag there. You've had some pretty good results there over the years, and you've had some kind of middle of the pack results there over the years. So talk about that.
Yeah, I like Hartwell. It's one of my favorite tournament lakes. It reminds me a lot of Smith Lake. I've spent a pretty good bit of time on Smith Lake in the past, and I'm really looking forward to Hartwell for sure. And I definitely want to be in that classic every single year. In 11 years, I've made 9 classics. Mm-hmm. That's something that, you know, I definitely strive to do every single year. You can't win it if you're not there. It's a very important event. But I mean, I'm not a guy that stresses over points. I'm going out every day trying to catch as much weight as I possibly can. And at the end of the year, that let the chips fall where they may, you know, but I try to be as consistent as I possibly can. But I think we're going to be hitting Hartwell at a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic fishery. I'm sure there will be fish in all three stages of the spawn, probably a lot of post-spawners, but they ought to be biting, man. It should be a really, really good event.
I think pretty much almost all of those 11 years, if not all of them, you've been running at Phoenix. Absolutely is right. Once again, this year, it's not that you couldn't handle that heavy water with that Phoenix, that's for sure. It's just it's nice to be fishing out of it more than just driving it around.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's funny, the real test of a boat is the marshals and the cameramen. And I promise you, the first day my marshal gets in my boat and he says, well, I don't care how far we go today. We're in a Phoenix, so we'll be all right. I said, you're right, buddy, but we ain't going far today, so you don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely right. And then just talk about your use of your forward-facing sonar for this one here, because it obviously was a river fishery that, you know, we thought maybe it wouldn't be in play quite as much. How important was it to you to utilize that here in this event?
You know, honestly, I used it a lot more than a person would probably think. I fished in, I would call it 2 to 6 feet of water for the most part in this event. But I used that active target too a lot. A lot of those fish, not so much on that little shell bed. It was kind of a one cast deal. I used it to pan up there and just kind of see if the fish were up there and how they were moving around on it. But my secondary deal was fishing isolated docks, and the fish were actually staging on those dock poles. And, you know, I would just pick them off at that drop shot. And it played a big role. It's something, you know, at the Classic, I used it a lot as well. I was fishing little hard spots at Ray Robertson and using that active target too. And a lot of people don't think about using it up that shallow. And I'm just using it in forward mode. I'm not using it in
really
mode.
Okay.
Or, you know, some people, a lot of people don't think of using it that shallow, but if you get it dialed in right, you can for sure.
Brandon Lester's been our guest. Appreciate you as always. Top three, come on. Hopefully we'll be talking again in the not too distant future.
I sure hope so. I'm looking forward to Hartwell. Maybe we can keep the ball rolling.
That'd be good. And I'll see you there as well. That's Brandon Lester, good friend. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the Rapala Winner's Circle with the champ. We'll do that next right here. I'm Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miriana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And, well, how fitting is this to have in the Rapala Winner's Circle Kyle Welcher, who just obliterated the field. I mean, the superlatives. There's just so many things to say about what he did in this tournament. And he did it all with the Bronco Bug. I mean, this is something a lot of you guys don't know about, but this is a tricky little piece of plastic, and we're going to talk about that. And what a stunning victory this was for Kyle Welcher, and he joined us on the VMC Hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show, man. How are you doing?
Better this time than any other time I've been on the show. It's phenomenal to be in the winner's circle instead of just, you know, a regular interview.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you won the AOI a couple of years ago, and so people just maybe in their minds automatically think that, well, you must have a couple of blue trophies if you won the AOI, but sometimes it's not that way. Just ask Gerald Swindle, you know, another Alabama dude. You know, you can finish really well tournament after tournament after tournament, but not get the blue trophy. But now you add that blue trophy to the mix, and you do it in stunning fashion. Is that thing still riding around in the truck with you? Because I know you went right to another event on Lake Norman right after that thing. You still got it in the truck, or you put it in the boat?
Yes, it's buckled up in the back seat. I didn't put it in the boat, but it is. It's proof, you know. I've won AOI and been consistent, but have not been able to win. And it's a lot of times because I like the guy you mentioned, Swindle. We're junk fishermen, you know, and that typically doesn't win. So to do all the damage on one bait, that's not something anyone saw coming for me.
Did you think, I mean, you roll out there, everybody thought that, you know, that this was Easton Fothergill and Trey McKinney at the weigh-in, because they were right there 1-2 at over 23 pounds, and then you come smoking in with the 30 pounds and 11 ounces on day one. Did you think that could hold up for 20 fish? It's one thing to land on them, you know, on day one like that, but did you really feel like it would hold up all week long?
No, I didn't. Even whenever I found the fish on day one, I had no idea that it would hold up. I didn't really get a ton of confidence in the area until day two, whenever I expanded and actually found more fish. Then I started to have a little bit of confidence. But after day one, I had no idea if I could even go get a bite the next day.
But that would have been embarrassing. I mean, you wouldn't want to have that happen, you know, after having the 30 pounds, you know, on day one. And but let's just talk about that a little bit, because this isn't something that you rolled in off of practice and said, yeah, I got a spot right here, man. I got a spot right near the ramp, and I'm ready to go. This is something that kind of developed as the tournament developed, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, those fish made a push around the full moon to come up there and spawn, and I fished all the way down that area on day three of practice. And only had one bite. So I actually didn't have much confidence in the area. I only went there because I had that one bite to go try to catch that one fish. And then after that, I realized that more were coming by the minute. And I started seeing them swimming around the outside cypress trees a ton. And I think those were the fish that were moving in, trying to get ready to spawn.
I was trying to do the math on the guys that were traveling. You know, they said they were going 2.5 hours one way. And I'm trying to think that a couple of guys said they had to fill up twice in a day. I'm thinking it's got to be on the water. It's got to be, you know, $500 to fill up. It's just burning $500 of gas a day. How much gas did you burn for the week fishing that spot so close to the ramp?
I never put gas in the boat the entire week. I burned 15 gallons the entire week, and I burned 9 gallons on day one before I really settled into the place. So the next 3 days, I burned 6 gallons.
Oh, my gosh. So that was it. So not only were you making a lot of money, you weren't spending a lot of money. And there's a that's a cautionary tale. You know, we just talked to Brandon Lester. He was right in that same area as well. He was right around the corner and didn't burn any gas either. And, you know, I get it. You know, I get guys want to go away and they want to find these little honey holes and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, here's first and second. And between the two of you didn't burn 30 gallons of gas for the week. I mean, you know, that's something I think people need to kind of learn a little bit from. You don't have to run a million miles sometimes to find them.
Yeah, 100%. And that's just one of those things where, because the tournament's never been there before, nobody knew how good the Pasqua tank really was.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of local tournaments out of other rivers, so they get a little bit more publicity. So I think in everybody's head, they need to run those other rivers where there's actually been some tournaments.
So what made this spot unique? And how big a spot was it? Because it always looked the same. Every time we saw it on TV, you know, it looked kind of relatively the same. But what made this place so special where these spawners were all 6, 7, 8, 10 pounders?
I really don't know exactly. It was just a flatter area, you know, in this one section of the river. It was the flattest place. But it also had a ton of stumps and sand mixed in and cypress trees. So it's kind of just all the ingredients they need to spawn.
Kyle Welcher with us here. All right, we got to talk about the Bronco bug. When this thing showed up on my porch 2 years ago, I was like, what the heck am I looking at here? I mean, this was great. And then they said, well, it, you know, swims like a dolphin and it kicks like a Bronco and all this stuff. I'm like, what are you, nuts? And I went ahead and threaded one on for the first time and started looking at it in the water, and it is unlike anything else, you know, as far as a bug type of bait. It's really got such a different action. Just talk about that and how that played in to the strategy here.
Yeah, you know, it's a super unique bait, and the legs are the focal point of the bait, but the more important part, in my opinion, is actually the hinge system in between the body of the bait and the legs. There's a really thin part, and that's what allows it to actually have that dolphin swim. And also, whenever you're shaking that bait in a fish's bed or in a piece of cover, those legs are going to move back and forth because of that hinge system. So that's actually probably the biggest reason. And I mean, it's a bait that I've got a lot of confidence with, and I've been, you know, accumulating confidence with it for over a year now. Caught so many big ones on it. Just before that tournament, I won a big team tournament fishing with a Bronco bug, you know, just a couple weeks before. So, you know, I've been catching them with it all spring.
Talk about this little technique you were using, you know, when you had it in the bed, it looked like, and you're tapping your rod, you know, what kind of action was that actually putting on the bait when you're tapping it like that without actually moving the bait?
You know, that's just the only way to impart any real action and vibration to the bait without moving it very far. So it's really just a way to get the fish's attention and let the fish be aware that there's something in their bed without moving the bait. Because if you hop it or drag it, obviously you're moving it. So, and the bed's small a lot of times. So if you could get it in there where you think's the sweet spot and then actually tap the rod, you're imparting a lot of vibration into the water, but you're not moving the bait, if that makes sense. So that's the main reason, is because when it's in the sweet spot, I can get their attention.
And it didn't seem like, I mean, we're all familiar with bed fishing and working on a fish for a half an hour, 45 minutes, trying to get them to, it seemed like you would toss it in there, boom, and you were hooked up. It didn't seem like there were very many fish that you worked for a real long period of time to get to bite. Am I misinterpreting what I was seeing?
No, that, you know, the main chore was finding them, for sure. There were some fish over the course of the week that I had to set on for 30 or 40 minutes. But for the most part, you know, I'd get set up on them and it would be, you know, 15 minutes or less typically before they would bite. And I mean, finding them was definitely the most difficult part.
Yeah, Kyle Welcher with us here coming off of his victory at the Pasquotank River. And quarter ounce weight, you had it pegged. Talk about why you had it pegged and why you felt it was important to do that.
I had it pegged because in that there was so much heavy cover that I wanted to make sure that my weight and my bait were together, so that every time that I was moving that bait and I was feeling a root or I was feeling the bottom of a cypress tree, and I could feel it whenever I would get it away from the piece of cover and I'd get onto the sand, I could feel like the, you know, the bottom change. So I wanted to make sure that my bait and my weight were together. So whenever I was feeling something, I knew for sure that my bait was there, not just my weight. Because sometimes if your bait's on the top of a stump, that if it's not pegged, it can slide down. And then what you're feeling is actually the weight dragging. So it'll be dragging across the sand, but your bait's still in the strike zone. So I wanted to be pegged, so I knew exactly where everything was.
Now, we know you were using your forward facing. Let's talk about that, because a lot of people thought, well, you know, shallow fishing like this, maybe it wouldn't come into play very much. Now, did you have it on forward? Did you have it on perspective mode? And did you actually eyeball some of these beds, or was it all finding beds on the forward facing?
The first fish that I caught, I saw in my eyes, and that's what kind of keyed me into what was happening, you know, or like that fish was the main one that made me go to that area. That was the only one that I had. And then after that, I knew they were going to be, you know, more fish spawning in that area at some point. But then I was using forward facing just to kind of look around the cover and see, you know, hot spots where the fish were. It might be cypress trees, might be stumps, might be just on sand. Mm-hmm. But you're just using it just to see the hot spots where the fish were actually sitting.
On forward facing mode or on perspective?
I had it on forward.
So even with the forward facing mode, so even shallow, because that, I know a lot of people, you know, think that it isn't effective at all in, you know, 5 foot or less of water, but you can still pick out what you're looking for in forward mode.
Yeah, you just have to go slow and really pay attention. But right. Yes, you can.
Right. Kyle Welcher with us here coming off his win. He's we're talking to him actually at the opportunity that we have to talk to him right now. He's fishing without his forward-facing sonar. He's fishing another circuit on an event on Lake Norman, and then he puts it back on. I would imagine, do you physically have to take the transducer right off of the shaft and everything else when you guys do this, or do you just have to disconnect it? What's that all about?
You just have to disconnect it to be, you know, per the
compliant
rules.
Okay, so then all you got to do is plug it back in when you get to Hartwell, because it's going to come into play. Obviously, at Hartwell, you know, there's a, I think it'll be a major player there. Just talk about your history there, because you jumped from, you know, you not so good at the St. John's, made a check at Okeechobee, win at Pasquotank, and so now you're up in the top 20, you know, in the points, but a long ways to go in the season. Just talk about now going to Hartwell and what your outlook is there and what your history is there.
Yeah, you've done good there. Hartwell a few times, and to me, Hartwell is always the same. I base my entire tournament around a big largemouth bite. I know some guys like to weed through the spots and try to catch 14 pounds or 15 pounds a day, and for me, I always spend a ton of time fishing for largemouth, and if you're lucky enough to get one of those 5 or 6 pounders, you know, it'll move you way up the leaderboard, but if you're not, you're not going to have a very good day. But that's how I've always fished Hartwell, and that's definitely what we're going to do this time.
I agree with you, by the way. I've fished it a few times, and I think it's a much better largemouth fishery than people think. Now, we're just a little bit later than we were in 2022 when you went there and finished second in the Classic at Hartwell. So, you know, that was 53 pounds over three, almost 54 pounds for you over 3 days. Do you think it's a similar fishery, you know, late April than it was late March that year, or will it be totally different?
I think it'll be a good bit different. I think it'll be more about the bait this time of year. But the fish will be lighter because they're post-spawn now. A lot of them will be post-spawn. But, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of different baits that you're trying to fish with. The same areas will play. They always do. But it's going to be a lot more topwaters and fast-moving baits, whereas in the Classic it was not.
Kyle Welcher off his win at the Pasquotank. All right, I just said to Lester that on the last day, Lester was like, well, it was kind of tough for everybody on the final day except for Welcher. But I was like, you know, you had like 24 pounds that last day. You must have felt like you were getting skunked. You were like, what happened? My fish all dried up.
Yeah, I could tell that day that it was not fishing as good just because I didn't see as many and I didn't get as many random bites. So I really felt like either my area had completely dried up or for whatever reason the river was not firing that day. And when I got back to weigh in, it definitely was not firing in the river.
You would have won by over 20 pounds had you not even gone out. So, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. I mean, there's so many superlatives about this. It's just absolutely mind-bending what would happen. Kyle Welcher has been our guest. Kyle, I appreciate you. I will see you. I'll be at Hartwell as well doing some stuff for Bassmaster Live. So I will see you over there and look forward to shaking your hand. And good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Kyle Welcher, and he is a stick, and now he's got a blue trophy, and this is going to be one of those deals where, you know, he could go nuts now. You watch. You got to keep an eye on him the rest of the way. All right, we will get our final break in here. We will come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. This past week, we saw two accidents on the water in professional fishing events. At Lake Norman, in an MPFL event, an angler collided with a pleasure boat, doing significant damage to both watercraft. Jesse Ayers from Oklahoma, participating in the MPFL tournament, is facing a careless and reckless operation of a motorboat charge. Thankfully, no one was seriously injured in that one. About the same time on Wednesday, in the MLF event on Lewis Smith Lake in Alabama, MLF pro Flint Davis collided with a guide boat, resulting in the death of three people aboard that boat. The remainder of the event was canceled, and as of this recording, the details were still emerging. Fog was reported to be on the water, but the angler I spoke with, who was the first on the scene, said that the fog was really not that bad and that Davis did not have a reputation of being reckless. In any event, this is an awful situation, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the families affected by this tragedy. speaking for myself, I can only say please be careful out there. And when any type of fog or low light conditions present themselves, be on the highest alert for others in the area. I know it can be frustrating when BASS delays tournament starts for weather-related issues, but truly, this is in everyone's best interest. Now, again, these two instances were not BASS events, but the professional fishing community is a small one, with anglers fishing multiple circuits, so please be careful out there. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at the sportsbyline.com site and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.